Chapter 12.
Slowly, I came to understand the history of my cottagers. The old man's name was De Lacy. He was a Frenchman of good family. They had lived in Paris in a beautiful house. Safi's father was a Turkish merchant who had lived in Paris for many years. On the day Safi arrived from Constantinople to live with him, her father was put in prison by the French government for some crime I did not understand. Many people felt that he had been unjustly condemned. Felix was present in the court when the Turk was condemned to death. Horrified, Felix decided to help him to escape from prison. The Turk offered money, but Felix refused to take it. Then he saw the lovely Safi, and he fell in love with her. In the days before the escape, Safi wrote several letters to Felix with the help of a servant who understood French. I have copies of these letters, which I will give to you. They will prove that my story is true. In her letters, Safi explained that her mother was a Christian Arab who had been enslaved by the Turks. Safi's father fell in love with her and married her. Her mother, born in freedom, taught Safi to be a Christian and to want more liberty than Muslim women are allowed. Although her mother was dead, Safi remembered these things. She did not want to return to Asia and live in a harem. She wanted to marry a Christian and live in a Christian country. On the day of the escape, old De Lacy and Agatha left their house and hid in an obscure part of Paris. Felix, meanwhile, left Paris with the Turk and Safi, who were travelling on passports in the names of old De Lacy and Agatha. They left France and travelled through Italy. Safi's father wished to return to Turkey. He promised Safi and Felix that they would be married, but secretly, he hated the idea of his daughter marrying a Christian. News came from Paris that old De Lacy and Agatha had been arrested and put in prison for helping the Turk to escape. Felix immediately went back to Paris. The Turk agreed to leave Safi in a convent in Leghorn, where Felix could find her when he returned. Felix and his family were put on trial and found guilty. They lost their fortune and were exiled from France. Felix wrote to the Turk to tell of his misfortunes and his new home in Germany, but the Turk had not kept his promise. He had returned to Turkey, ordering Safi to follow with his property when it arrived in Leghorn. Safi tried to argue with him, but he left in anger, ordering her again to follow him in a few days. Once alone, Safi sold her jewels and travelled with a servant to Germany to find Felix and his family.